what is the purchase support? This is what the house Here, or you want us to do something kind of aspect. And we understand that the African National Congress as the governing party has a responsibility to drive its agenda through Parliament. But I don't think it's correct that then there's power to the commission to then there are no power in terms of the rule or the constitution to perform these functions, to the exclusion of other members of the Australia Committee who are there representing the interests of the voters in place. So when committee programs are going to be restricted to a consensus-based program, that the whole committee has input into. If you come in a situation where a management commission is not a recognized structure anywhere in the rule, then you're seeking powers to override the ability of standing committee proposals to perform the function of multi-party management.
I just wanted to pick up on the point that the first thing is your explanation and that commission work. Not to my knowledge, you have a party work. And the party is binding you to your community. So you need to record it in the village that this is a commission work that actually exists.
For the sake of the house, it's all right. So the third committee are very important. supply classes for which it can be purchased. We call it commission, which we are limited. So yeah, there's not no certain animal in the house. But it's quite limited for official commission on your home. If you don't even apply your money to those things, they can come in. But why are you to say whatever the choice? It's in our nature to discuss this business now to engage in this matter. Even engage in the power of the choice. We can't control this project. It's no more project, our matter. That is, I believe in the force in the area. Just to say this much question. I will identify the whole commission of society and what are the lessons that we should draw from. What can we do to improve the speaking of Parliament so that there is more protection of the people? Keep remember, as a member, not you, Honorable Jones, but one of the members is saying, in the nature of the House Chair, for years, it seems to have been a tradition that we have the House Chair and sometimes accommodate opposition parties. So that you have a better system in opposition parties to feel more comfortable than the parties within the speaker where they just come out. Now, these parties, the system is a foreign policy. And that's why part of the obsession was that is law business. So these are part of the dynamics that goes along with this type of creation of committee and committee of house chairs. And the way I'm going to ask you to remember, there's no other program that the process to clear up this matter. I'm sorry. Yeah. Who would have expected that policy that would have been held in this year and re-explain the operation of this committee? So that, for those committees, it's where your policy matters have been spoken to. And this is what we can arrange with the account. And I think that I will tell you the end of it. The plan was when public affairs to come and talk to public accounts matter. So then you understand the process. But we would like to persuade them to really get this into the issue of commission.
Okay. Now, colleagues, let us move. I thought the team is saying now, I'm thinking it's very complex.
Okay.
I thought that the team is saying a week is appointed for the past. It's another point that we are saying on AI capital. That a week is recommended by the party, is then appointed by the speaker to do their work in parliament, to do the work of the party.
Yes.
So the week are party weeks, they work for the week. Since something has been developed and without around that week now are regarded as committee weeks, when in terms of the rules are not there. I thought that it's good for you then to say, is it accepting us to take the work of the committee to the high level or not? Don't worry that you are running your own strategy because after practices that develop over time, and then the guidelines in other areas, do what you want to do. If you do that, then you will compromise the capability of your week to deal the ends, the never born in this season. To start delivering those and then you create any data issues there. I don't feel like the point that was made by you is that the administration may be in front of us in thinking. Ours is to really apply our mind whether that can be accommodated and not accommodated. What is it that we can do to ensure us? I thought the House Chair that said Sunday, we proposed that we could call them assistant speakers. That's the president officer, yes, the president for the president officer. Because that area requires the chief to decide over the house, but they have been given the responsibility to coordinate. Chairperson of committees that come to the speaker to parliament. They are come to parliament, they are come to the speaker. So the speaker then appoints other colleagues to coordinate the work, because that area was given. And I think we should work it out today, but I don't think now. Then we should tell the chief of we are responsible for the discussion. And the committee session, we did work after. They are called committee week now or not. I think we need to start another the rules. I think we call second half today for many questions. Not, okay, then we can't have a contract employee. That's it's an important point because marriage and code of conduct not in 1997. How do you manage committees and departments? Committees are do the work half hearted on the instructional part. There was no set of authority except in a limited way where that provides what we need to do. And so the issue that you raise is to do what we look at the council. And the answer, I think, at the current situation stands in the middle. They answer both directly to the council and indirectly maybe to the senior committee to the rules committee. That certainly is true for the core business committees. The next committee may be a rank. That is as working as it's going to do. When I actually introduced new rules, I briefed one of the ministers trying to take the new rules to the government. The minister, I don't know if he's saying, said these rules are very good. I have one problem. I can't seem to do the committee chair by example. And that was even the minister. And I said, this is a good point.
Okay. What is the
yeah, we could take this issue. Let's hear now. It's like zero students and never lost the book of your students. It was beginning to be done. Committees are accountable. And I can see that the admin can grow. Chairpersons are accountable to committee. That is next to the very objective. It shouldn't be hard. And I can't be separate from how they are administratively and bureaucratically supported. There should be a... There shouldn't be... I'm scared that you're creating confusion, I don't see. And then I remove with the idea that there's a confusion, and that might be organized in years to move on, because they know the number behind the issue. I don't know what issue we're hanging. If we elect you all of us here, you are accountable to us. The president is accountable to parliament. The parliament is what elects him. And so that, at the level of jurisprudence, that is the philosophy of law, must not be a conversation. And we could never have a conversation after that about how these things are bureaucratically managed. Now, the presiding officer, I don't know where they are elected. I don't remember those elections in that floor with them. They're not elected by the House. Okay. We elect the speaker. Then let's elect the people then I would have to get a sense of where that comes from and that. But those people have, according to the rules, certain power.
Yeah.
So
can I
come?
No. Okay, Shelby, thank you. All I'm saying is at the level of what we just spoke about, who the chairperson is accountable to, of committee, and two, who are the committees accountable to, my understanding in terms of like the basic philosophy of democracy and the composition of the composition and constitutive nature of committees under democratic rules is that you are accountable to those who elect. To that extent, the chairperson of committee, they are not a power of committee. And what I'm saying is because if we clarify each other on that, we will enter this section, chapter 12, to go and strengthen the rules to reflect that in your book. As opposed to go into the chapter without a philosophical agreement that they are accountable to committees and so on and that's it. Then we emphasize through laws, through guidelines, that the bureaucratic nature and administrative support given to chairperson of committee must in no way infringe on the fact that in the end, they are accountable to committees and the committees are internally accountable to the House. even the ego is accountable to the heart. You get what I mean? So, how do you make sure there is a shame that says, that is the higher institution making rules of all bodies. Including the rules for me, as the most senior thing, accountable to the heart. So I would insist that we agree about that before we get into the room. We don't at least postpone that one. Two, those rules of all, maybe they should start in someone. Well, not someone who has a subcommittee, but has to be part of the conversation, because maybe as society movies that they can, they have a different, they have an experience of the room from a different question. If we accepted the younger teacher, she would be here all the time, I promise you that. When I was younger, she would be here all the time, so, but the rules are so critical. She was with us here in the subcommittee, the details, everything. But as I said, maybe she's overwhelmed with when she gets tired, when she's old, like Nelson Mandela in 19. I'm joking, I'm just joking. But it seems to me now, when we're entering this section, there has to be such critical clarity around the, you know, committee, composition, accountability of these people. So I would request chairman through you, I don't know, let's ask either Florig or Jesus or one of those people to come and constitute, to form part of the day-to-day working out of your group, particularly in this section.
Thank you, Professor. Because that model actually came about the part of the nine, and they were suggested that the female person be added, because maybe you should take the organ again, and that might be helpful to the community. So that's how the female person formation came about, because of the model that is there at the time. So, it is not a natural thing of a house care. Each house care has been given, of course, for many products has got facilities, and maybe that has got members of facilities, which is broader from international relations. And it has come to the house as a resolution for the recommendation that's been brought. So, it's again, it's a sense of comfort. You know, and now as we unsettled, we see that the rules and the provisions and the duties are not in sync with each other. So that was the explanation.
But my understanding is that this kind of chapter 1-9, the we reemphasize that Parliament is the house. That is why they came. Parliament was going to the other house. That is the only goal that is directly elected by the assembly to represent one of them. And all parties are here representing the society. That whoever is appointed or elected by Parliament that comes to Parliament. And then when I come to ask the fire president, yesterday you want me to come. I saw in the media yesterday this morning, opposition wanted president to punish the government. But the point that the president that comes here, that's why I decided the rules for all them accounted to the chamber, because they are supposed to do so. And the speaker then, the party will recommend to the speaker also the house chair. And this house chair then are proposed to the parliament. Once Parliament says we are three, those people are elected automatically as a Parliament. There is not to say that we are elected. You can object in Parliament if you can challenge us for what, of course, to agree it wouldn't function. But once we are elected in Parliament, then they have to see the speaker to the truth, to And then there should be a lot of confusion about some of those areas of life. The shepherds in the Holy Spirit that they are coming to the shame because they're calling Jesus. It's just the shame, but in a smaller form. Because they're calling it that the shame can't be there to discuss the rules. That's why they are giving the time to take on the shame. And then they are coming there. And the people I know that they come to the shame. The weak people are coming to the shame like that because that they are not. But that second day was still their past useful life. I think the point that was very general one that we shouldn't allow this to become a subject like the force, the weak so called issues. If you are given that, then that's how the legislation should move after the books. In a process, you have said that you want the books who are not text, but the books that are good. Therefore, you must have enough time to do it. I don't think there's a big substitution on this. I think part of what they're objecting is that you can't take a report of the aim to come across the committee that you force. Because in your rules, there's nothing like that. Everything that we do, we have always emphasized to be in line with our rules. Anything outside your rules can be correct because it can cause unnecessary confusion. In the shema. How are the structures that are there, POA, whatever structures, as well as the structures there? I do have to say from the architect's institution, it's only the point that we wanted to emphasize that the rules committee, the senior committee, or the institution in general, that the overall office of the shema should be the rules committee on behalf of the shema as a whole, and not the institutions that are taken at the shema. Even these rules would be adopted by the shema. One of the shema says, National Assembly, we are here to then we are talking, then we can the rules of the National Assembly.
Just provide further clarity on past chairs. I was scared at the time that I changed my views before presiding officers, the speaker, deputy speaker, the chairperson of committees, and the deputy chairperson of committees. That's in error. The speaker at the time decided she needed additional support of members in the context of speaker's presence. To take on some of the responsibilities. And the rules were changed at the time to allow for three House chairpersons, so four House chairpersons, that look at assistant speakers and other options. The difference between the three House chairs and the Speaker and Deputy Speaker is that it's a closed voting for the Speaker House, for the House chair, for the Speaker and Deputy Speaker, but not for the House chair. And I would think that the political process of discussion is really going to be the candidate. But ultimately, the decision now of the new Parliament is being placed at 1800s. But essentially, a resolution is taken by the House with present nominations to fill the presence, the House votes, and the House sites. Once the House chairs are appointed, the assignment of functions is the responsibility of the Speaker. So the Speaker has decided that she wants one of the House chairs to take charge from the Speaker's perspective. Of the functioning of committees. And another of the House chairs has got its international work of arrangements or something like that. So the issue is that the House chairs, in terms of the functions assigned to them, are not accountable to the House. They have been assigned as functions by the Speaker and are accountable to the Speaker for the performance of those functions. The Speaker, in turn, is accountable to the House for all of it. So that's really the way it's put together at this point. Unfortunately, maybe the language, the House Chair of Committee is recognized as a separate entity now in the rules. Without having defined that the responsibilities of the House Chair now chairs a committee meeting of the chairs of committees and assumes a certain responsibilities. And in that context, of those functions, I think that the House Chair can and should be held responsible to be accountable to the House for the performance of those functions at least. But otherwise, it is a matter of Speaker having to accept the accountability for all of those functions.
Okay, good. Let us move to 122 meetings from there, subcommittees. There are current committees and subcommittees, I think, in London. 123 application,
Thank you.
is a committee with when it's not right. Cause problem for us. One thing too, we are creating a subcommittee. Power of subcommittees is that are there. One thing is the application of the rules to committees and subcommittees that is in terms of education. Is any issue there? 123.
Actually, this note on 14 is something that I've said already is that the provision of this part, which is room capable to all committees generally, provision of this part is like all committees established by or in terms of these rules, except insofar as any of these provisions is in part of the rules capable to committees. So these are the general applications.
125 is composition of committees. 1 is 1. It is a
member of one or two committees, shouldn't be a member of 10 committees. and entertainment. So that's the idea.
And you are attended only informative where full members. That's the point where you don't have to call it. It's a really helpful tool. But yeah, also. So it's really something. But then, we the constituent. But you can see that you've got two people on attendance. And also the CAC person was here last time. Never attended a school in Providence. And the problem was that now every member of Parliament is considered. And the concern with the policies, but there is one committee and a full man. And Anthony and he said, yes, in practice, with the 10 smallest parties, as you know, the IPPC coordinate the committee on these parties, we have assigned each person two committees. Again, the two on a principal as a principal member and two as an alternate. And even with that, there are massive challenges, there are clashes, they still have a lot of problems, and it's something that we need to work closely with the committee section on, and perhaps we need to get the committee section on to speak to the same smaller parties and work out the best way going forward, because it's not working. And we've been grappling with this matter since the start of the process, and it's an ongoing matter, and it's going to be the way it's coming.
We have a situation where when the interview is done, we just simply have human leaders.
question is, does it happen to you in our initial first person commitment or not? It's fine to commit. There's various people that we have to make alternatives on committee. My concept is actually because, as you know, when there's no type of it, the alternative folks do this. So they never get an opportunity to tell. So we need to be very careful when we make, we connect hard and fast rules about every member having to be part of a full member of a committee. And given the current formula and the structure in the place, we just simply don't have enough committee space to accommodate all our
We need more committees.
But you can't get business that means that everyone has to be a member of a family member of the committee when the answer is based on that.
How would you know that we can institute a rule that would give us a different
parties are not obliged to have membership of someone they can't, in fact, be members of each committee in small parties. So that formula allows for the fact that not all parties will be represented in all committees, but that any member can attend any committee meeting and participate in that committee meeting, but cannot vote in. And I don't think that that's a big issue, because when that report of the committee goes to the House, that's been exercised. So they can fully participate without being full members. If all the unrestricted only becomes an issue, as you know, the rules will get in trouble. I recall that when we used to try and find which parties wanted to go on which committees, there was a huge interest in some committees that were thought to be sex committees, just as